If you had the chance to pay $545 to listen to the next hour of this show, would you do it? Of course you would. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be along soon. Our guest this hour is singer Laura Michelle. She's an interesting sort. You ever hear her song Chuck Norris? Yes, it's about that Chuck Norris. We will have Laura later this hour. And then it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by Rick Harrison. Do you know who Rick Harrison is? Do you know CNN was talking to Rick Harrison about his thoughts of the upcoming presidential election? Rick Harrison is the star, and I use that term very loosely, of the reality show Pawn Stars. CNN literally did a sit-down with Mr. Harrison to talk about his endorsement of Marco Rubio and his thoughts of the presidential race. Really? Wow. Then it'll be this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. Lisa is talking about Pilates. And then Christina and I will be talking about hotel guests that are the most annoying. What are the most annoying hotel guests that you ever ran into? I'm not just talking about by the way they look or the way they sound, but by their behavior at the pool, in their room at night. You know what I mean. And we will talk about it. We start things off with the just-ended World Series. Do you know how much money people were willing to spend to go to Citi Field in New York and essentially freeze to watch the Mets play the Royals? If you went on StubHub or any of the other online sites, you know, it wasn't scalping illegal just about 15 minutes ago. And now you can turn around and take a $200 ticket and sell it for whatever you want to sell it for and whatever you can get. It's amazing once again how the internet has changed everything. You don't need a cab license anymore. We've got Uber. You don't need to have your home inspected so you can essentially rent it out. No, we have Airbnb and we have StubHub and Vivid Seats and all these other things. Anyway, people were spending upwards of $600 for a standing room ticket to watch the Mets play the Royals in the World Series. For seats, they were spending anywhere between $600 and $3,000. And if you watched the game, no, this wasn't just the jet-setting Wall Street crowd sitting there eating their gray poupon, even though you had that right behind home plate as well. I think I saw former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg in his seat right behind home plate. But anyway, and you had all the celebrities too, but the average people. I mean, you had people there in their mid to late 20s, and you know, it was kind of a younger skewing crowd. But is it worth running up your credit card $600 to $3,000 to go to a ball game and freeze when you can sit at home and watch it on your 75-inch television in high definition? Or go to a bar and maybe just spend $50 for the evening and have a good time watching it? It is amazing where our priorities lie. Yet I bet a lot of these people are going to be driving around with cars that are falling apart, or dressing in clothes with holes in them so they can instead spend that money on going to the World Series. People can spend their money any way they choose, but sometimes you really have to stop and scratch your head if spending that kind of money is worth it. That's why you didn't see many families at the World Series, at least in New York, because anybody with a family in their right mind is not going to shell out over $1,000 to go to a game. If you can afford to throw that money at sports tickets left and right, good for you, and you are in the top 1%. Because regular America cannot do that. And if you make decisions to do that, it's kind of a nutty decision as well. Hey guys out there, imagine what it would be like if you're going to walk up to your wife, and most wives are not sports nuts, and say, honey, I'm going to go spend $600 so I can go stand at Citi Field and watch the Mets play the Royals. After you get the craziest look you've ever gotten, you will be making sure the couch is nice and comfy because that's where you'll be sleeping for the next several nights. Stay with us. Laura Michelle is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, Biketoberfest.
The laws are tough.
So?
You gotta roll smooth here.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, Biketoberfest experience.
Well, I came down here to enjoy myself. Been here for 6 weeks. I have been arrested 3 times and spent 11 days in jail.
What happened?
I had 4 or 5. Now I'm walking down the beach. I'm flailing my arms. Guy comes up to me. He's the beach patrol. Seems like you've had a little too much drink there, son. Why don't you put your hands behind your back? You're under arrest. I said, for what? You're drunk in public. That's my experience in Daytona Beach.
Parting thought.
Spent 9 days in jail. They give you 10. You get 1 day for good time. 9 days in jail because I couldn't bond myself out.
American Biker Minute.
You got to roll smooth here.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Order in the court.
Can a 20-year-old legally drink liquor in a bar? This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. In the United States, you must be 21 years old to drink alcohol in a public place. Now, Dan will be 21 tomorrow, but the police find Dan drinking in a bar the day before he turns 21. Dan was arrested for underage drinking, and the bar could lose their liquor license. Is there a legal way for both to avoid these charges? The final verdict after this. Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-679-MYTV. Get all your favorite channels in digital quality. Four-room packages as low as $19.99. Call 888-679-MYTV. According to the law, you may enjoy the privileges of adulthood beginning on the day before your birthday. This legal precedent has been commonly followed for decades. And that's the final verdict.